So resolution 21349, be resolved that the Council of Township of Calgary is hereby reconvened to open session at
5:33 p.m.
Mover and seconded. Councilor Keckman. Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carry. Resolution 21350, be it resolved that the Council of Township of Calgary is hereby accept the reports, recommendations, and directions arising from the closed session held September 9th, 2021. Mover and seconder? Councilor Haskin? Councilor Keckman? Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carry. Okay. Moving into new business.
Yeah. Wait until
we're all set up.
Yeah. Yep.
You're good.
Yeah, we're good to go.
We're good to go?
Yeah.
So we're into new business. We're dealing with a Be resolved that the Council of Township of be resolved that the Council of Township of Calgary hereby accept the Gidron Janitorial Corp. Application in the amount of $36,340.68 plus applicable taxes for custodial services as per RFP. I have a mover and a seconder. Okay, it's in front of you. Is there any discussion on it? How many did we get? Many applicants?
We advertise RFP for custodial services that only one company submitted the request. And that's a Kidron. And the price for that one is $36,000. And it seems a lot of experience with the cleaning services. So we don't have any other company. And that's the only company we got.
We've never had very many apply, actually, in the past. So we had the one from Perry Sound before that, and then we just continued their contract. So, Councilor Keckman?
Yeah, so one of the concerns is this company seems to be coming up from Barrie.
Yeah.
So what's the scheduling going to look like? Because some of the times, some of the events, when things actually open up, that they're sort of split events, setups, takedowns. So is there any concern about, the distance coming up for...
We can definitely discuss with them, in case we need, other than whatever required to, but then with the job duties which we provided them and they agreed to do it, so they didn't seem... they were having any concerns on anything.
And some of the reporting titles, will they be changed at some point?
Maybe at some point, yeah.
Are they on a probationary period or no?
No.
Just 1 year? 1 year contract?
3 year contract.
A 3 year contract?
But we can. Cancel the contract by giving me 2 months' notice, 60 days.
Okay, we're not satisfied.
Yeah. The same thing applies to them. If they can want to cancel it, they can give us 2 months.
2 months' notice.
And I just want to tell you that the cost seems a little high compared to whatever the previous company was doing. And we have budgeted only 18,000 compared to 36,000. And the reason is that when they budget, and when they, if you look at the comparative sheet which I gave you for 2017, they bid it very low compared to whatever the other company bid at that time, 29,000. So cost seems reasonable, $36,000.
From what the other comparables, yeah. And you pay for what you get, right?
True.
So we'll see. We have time. We can test them all out, and if it works, then it works. If not, then we can get rid of them.
So there, it does say that there is the contract is subject to a probationary period of 3 months.
I thought it was 2 months.
2 months.
Point number nine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
60 days.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I don't have anything else in so maybe, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Probation.
The counseling part is 2 months.
Yeah, we need to get people in because of all the COVID stuff and cleaning. So if we can appoint them today, then they can get going.
And last couple of weeks, the nobody here to clean the garbage or pick up garbage. So we pretty much we do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
So they're going to earn their money when they get here.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't been used a lot, so it hasn't been
One thing that not a lot of usage kind of thing. So that they're
okay. Is there any further discussion? None. Call a question, all three. Carrie, thank you. And here we go. We've already done 6.2. We've appointed Roshan. And let's leave 6.3 to the end. 6.4 is the hiring of a clerk administrator. I filled you in, I think, with the thing that Tim Dobie called and says that since he didn't fulfill his contract with our CAO, that there is no additional cost to his consulting fees. So he has to do this pro bono to, if we secure him, to follow up with hiring, or at least going through the process of applications and job descriptions and interviews and with us, etc. But and so that's sort of where we are. So the only would be some travel costs, and that's about it. The reason I like it, and I'm not overly happy with them, but I think it's important that we can't give this burden to our staff at this point. There's no way they're going to have time to do all this stuff. A professional can do it. I already sort of talked to him and said, well, can you get things ready? He couldn't get it ready for tonight. We have it ready for Thursday or next Tuesday. Job description, salary range. He's coming up Wednesday to interview everybody, so everybody's aware of that. And then he's going to start the advertising and get going. So I said, we're on a tight timeline. We don't want to be next January. You know, I said, we would like to get this done relatively quickly. So I didn't give him a timeline, but he knows we're hurting and we need some help right away. So I would like to be able to confirm that we already have a contract with him. He's fulfilling his contract. So I don't know if we need an approval or not, but we should be aware of it, that that's what we're doing. So I don't think we need an approval.
Okay, that sounds good. You'll put it back out there and I guess we'll be talking. Hopefully, he can line some people up. Whether it's a full, whether it's just somebody, a head clerk that could, you know, run the township, rather than a CAO.
He thinks it probably should go back to
the clerk.
He was looking at that job description. He's got several of those, etc.
Right.
So
okay,
and I don't know what those salary ranges are. So I think I know roughly what it is when we were paying Tammy, so that's sort of where we're at. So if that's okay, then I hope I have information from him for next Tuesday's meeting, the job descriptions and stuff. He's coming up Wednesday, so you have a chance to ask any questions at that point in time. And then we can, hopefully he can start the advertising as soon as possible. I mean, I sort of advertised indirectly with the other mayors saying that we are looking for people and that process is just being started. So just to give them a heads up in case they have any people that they would like to apply for us and stuff like that. So that's okay with everybody?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. We have the approval process circulated to everybody, which was originally the archipelago procedure, and we were to review that and come back for the meeting tonight, and basically that's a process where it's open to anybody to apply. Then there's an application and a documentation they want to do, and then there's a selection process for interviews, and then it goes down from there. I mean, some of the things don't work in this thing for us. Like, I think we should be voting in person, not necessarily remotely, and things like that. But I have no problem with the fairness and the openness of the process. So again, we have 60 days.
Right. So basically, in a nutshell, we will. Anybody that's interested, they send in an application to the office, and I just want to make sure that when it comes to council to review the applications, that we receive all applications.
Absolutely.
They're not vetted or reduced, that we see them all.
Yep.
And I would almost think we're not going to get a lot, so I'd like to see about sitting down with every one of the applicants and having a discussion how they can fit onto the team.
Yeah, I agree. I guess I should put this on the table. We have a resolution to do the council vacancy appointment procedure. Is there?
I didn't pick that one, so I don't.
Yeah, we should probably have one. Modeled off the archipelago model. We have to put our own wording in and stuff like that.
Would council consider a resolution, because appointment can be done by different methods, and an opportunity to have a fair discussion about one of the other options, is a resolution coming to the table regarding certified candidates from the most recent municipal election? That option resolution come to the table where we put that forward, and councillors can discuss it and vote on that option and determine if that is one of the appointment methods that council would like to see going forward.
I think we follow the Municipal Act.
The Municipal Act speaks broadly of appointment, and there's different ways of appointing. Can be
those are local decisions, not Municipal Act decisions.
Municipal Act doesn't speak specifically on how the process has to take place. It only speaks broadly in the terms of either by election or by appointment.
Right.
And it's up to the municipality and the council to decide which method of appointment they would like to see in the selection process of the individuals for filling the appointment positions.
Well, you can bring up a resolution. I can tell you where I'm going to step out of the chair. So
what are you saying by that? You're going to step out of the chair?
Yeah, absolutely.
What does that mean?
That means I won't be voting for it or supporting it, no.
So we can bring a resolution to the table?
You can. It's got to be, we've got to move in a second.
Yeah. Because the previous resolution from the previous council meeting actually gave that as one of the options. It said, this was resolution 21-337. Be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar does hereby declare that two vacancies be filled through the appointment process by appointment or call for application. So this is one of the opportunities or options for filling the appointment.
That's fine. Anyway, so we have can you give me a resolution number?
352.
So I presume you're going to move it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second?
I don't know what reads yet, but we'll at least discuss it anyway. It's been half discussed already, so we may as well continue.
So you're going to second it then?
Yes, I can.
Okay, be it resolved that the Council of Township McKellar, in accordance with Resolution 213337, does hereby accept to fill the vacancies by appointing two certified candidates from the most recent municipal election with the next highest number of votes in the race. You can go and speak to it, Mr. Pecker.
So, one of the things, time is of the essence. You know, two vacancies is quite unusual. And, you know, at this point in time, there are vacancies that those vacancies have created on even external boards and even within the council itself. This is an option that a lot of municipalities have used, including McKellar, in approximately 2006. Because it had indicated a lot of municipalities realized that the candidates who ran in the previous election have a broad base of support within the municipality. In this case, I think the candidate with the next amount of votes was only 9 short of the winning candidate. So it's looked at as a fair option for filling the vacancies. As well, these candidates have shown an interest in council business, have experience, long-term experience of council business and the policies and procedures, and staff is already short-handed, so it reduces the amount of orientation needed for any new candidates that may be interested. So it's just a matter of bringing this to the table, looking at it as that is one of the options that would be probably the most time effective and as well require the least amount of orientation.
Okay, Councillor Aspin.
If we go the application route, we have to have everything settled in 60 days from whenever, I guess, the resignations were. It'd be nice to have a couple new councillors for the October council meeting. Is that kind of the goal, and that can be achieved?
I would hope we can do it fairly quickly, yeah.
Like it's basically...
The process and the clerk makes a decision on the date in which the applications can be received.
Right.
And then we process it.
So I think we should try to make that a goal, that it's to have them appointed for the
October meeting.
It would be nice if that can be a goal, no matter what process we take, but... Okay. I don't know whether I jumped the gun, but people have been calling me about, you know, how are you going to do all this and everything, and of course everybody seems to have different opinions, so I have to basically try to filter it out, try to make a decision I'm most comfortable with. And I certainly, the two that finished up in the vote totals are certainly able to jump in. But I was kind of under the impression, I don't know where I got it, that it was going to be the application system we were going to use. So I have received a couple of calls from individuals and told them that if you're interested, you can drop an application off to the township office. And I think I might have even seen an email come in of somebody possibly submitting their name. So
there's two that I'm aware of.
Yeah, so we have people submitting their name. Right. You know, a couple already, and to now change the process. And certainly, I would be more than happy to hopefully the two individuals who didn't make it on the council at the last election, that they can certainly apply, and that would be wonderful. And we'll go through the application, because who knows, when it comes down to the crunch, they might be the only two serious candidates. So, but I think we open it up. That's the process that's been thrown out there. And hate to change it, would seem halfway through.
Yeah, I'm not going to go through all my arguments, but I've got pages of arguments. The most important thing is that it's fair and open to all people, not based on a previous election which they lost. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. The people already voted that they didn't want them on council, so we shouldn't just automatically appoint them for that reason. we should be appointing people who are interested, who represent the majority of our ratepayers. Okay, and it should be a fair and open system, which is what the Municipal Act said. So I like what the Archipelago did, because it is a fair and open system, and it gives everybody an opportunity to apply. Past people, new people, whatever. So, and I think we should keep that as an open door policy for it. So I'm not going to go through all my stuff. Any further discussion? Okay, so this is...
Call the question.
I'm just trying to find my resolution. Oh, yeah, I gave it to you. Okay. Call the question in favor. Opposed?
Opposed.
Defeated. Okay, moving into the what's this resolution will be this one for the article?
This one for that same resolution, so we don't need that one. I was going to write it down.
Well, we should approve this resolution.
Oh, okay.
To approve this process, okay. Yeah. So this is already written here, just I don't have the numbers.
353.
353. Be resolved that Council Township of Keller is hereby approved the Township of Archipelago model to select candidates for vacated council seats. We'll move over to second. Councilor Hanske? Second year? Second. Okay, thank you. Okay. Any discussion? Is there anything in here that you don't like? That I don't like it by mail-in vote. That's what I don't like particularly. That's really the only, and the numbers aren't quite right because we're doing two people. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it should
I
be.
Think that can be edited by staff. So
yeah, staff can edit, and I believe really simplify it because it doesn't
make
have to be complicated by any means.
No,
like drop your applications off to the office and the
date for that.
Right,
and so they need an application. And they probably need there's a verification, or at least documentation that they want to present about themselves. So,
So the application form, there is an application form?
Well, I don't know if we have one. We just gonna have to.
There is an application form with the
with Archipelago one. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
That's okay. We can do our own. That's still straightforward.
You know, there's some particular things that you know are required for the clerk to determine, so it's all, you know, stipulated according to the Municipal Act. So,
well, I said we use their model and then they adapt it to our situation. And when do you think we could start this process? When do you think we could ask for applications to be due by any? So we can start the interview process 2 weeks.
Well, it says
end of month.
End of September?
It does say here, post in the local newspaper for a minimum of 2 consecutive weeks after the vacancy is declared.
We've declared the vacancy already.
Yeah, so post on the municipal website. They have other things which may be a little beyond, you know, mail to notice to all properties within the township. Send notice to all ratepayer associations within the township. So, you know, maybe those are that, maybe a little bit.
Extra time and sub-staff time, so.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to do that one, but I think we should put out certainly a communique on what we're doing. But so when do you think would be a good time? We need to advertise it. There's no question about that. So today is the 9th.
Once we get, yeah, whatever the deadline, say if it is, Roseanne suggests at the end of the month, say if we go with the 30th, as long as we hop right up, we look.
Get into the interviews right away.
That's right, yeah.
You know, okay, deadline for applicants, okay.
then that gives a fair good amount of time for people to reminisce and determine whether they want to put in an application or not.
Okay.
So what's the deadline for applications?
30th September. So the idea is that by the 12th we may have candidates that recommend the council. So we may have to have some special interview times and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I would think by the 1st we should better have all that documentation in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then decide who's going to be interviewed and stuff. So,
so the copies of the application documents will be included in the agenda package for the council meeting, where they give their presentations to council at an open council meeting, at a public meeting. It's not being done as a, you know, a little presentation for members of council. If this is being done in an open council meeting.
We may have to have a special council meeting in order to do that. It depends on what, we may only have 4, and then they could be screened to 4, and we could do that. You know, it's fine. We've never interviewed in a public session before, though, with council.
Well, that's different when you're hiring someone, yeah. You know, the hiring process, but when you're selecting a public...
I have no problem with it.
So it would be, yeah, where they come forward and we give them 15 or 20 minutes to do their spiel. And
we have set questions for everybody, so we get a standardized thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would, yeah, if we can get all that done, then a point for the 12th would be moving right along, if we can.
Yeah, the 12th is our regular meeting?
Yeah.
I don't think we could do... plan on doing hearing from all these individuals at that same meeting, because it could
I think we'd have to do this the week of the 4th.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
week before.
That's right.
Just have a special meeting to deal with interviews.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's the way I'm looking at it.
Sounds good.
So we can leave that up to staff to do all that sort of stuff. So we're going to publicly advertise. We're going to receive applications for the 30th, and we're going to interview. I guess a certain number of candidates, depending on the screening. So we'll all have a say on who we're going to interview, and then, like we've done before, and then we'll interview those, and then we have to go to a second interview, we have to go to a second interview. You know, that's the process.
Mm-hmm.
Is that understood by everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there, the, each candidate will be a lot of maximum 10 minutes.
Can you forward me that one? I don't have that model.
I've written on it, but don't mind my comments.
Okay.
Just that some of them didn't make sense to us.
First of all,
that need to be done.
Oh, we haven't passed it yet. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So the voting council meeting part 2 selection. So once that open public presentation has taken place,
right,
then council meeting part 2 selection.
You might be down to 3 people that you want to do a second interview for. That allows that to happen. It might be so obvious that we don't need that. And those are just steps that you take depending on the circumstance, but I mean, say anything else, if we've had a really good candidate, we wanted a candidate, then we tended to make those positions known right away. So it's a three-step process: application, screening, interviews, second interviews if we have to get there, basically. So it's a pretty open process. Okay, ready to call a question.
So there are some changes that need to be made on regarding number 3, mail notice to all.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that up to staff to make the changes. As long as we advertise it widely on their website, so road associations and advertising the paper and all that sort of stuff. We're very public and open. I'm going to put it in my communication mural that goes out, so that's going on the website. So so it's an open application process by the 30th, and then we'll do an interview process to follow.
At a special council meeting.
Yeah, be a special council meeting, public process. Yeah. Probably the first week of October.
Right. Yeah.
And then with the intent to appoint by the October meeting, with the intent. We may not get there, but with the intent is that give direction, and that's what we're trying to get there. Yeah. Is that fair to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to call the question. All in favor? Carry. Sure. Okay, those are all done. So now we're going into the closed.
Okay,
we're not going into closed. We're doing the full public. Okay. Resolution 21-354, that the Council of the Corporation of McKellar does hereby approve the following recommendations in regard to the Westbury Sound Recreation and Cultural Center Joint Municipal Board Agreement, that the cost-sharing formula be approved for the allocation of operating and capital funds where the Township of McKellar commits to funding capital costs of 8.5% amortized over 20 years and 8.5% operating costs up to an annual Westbury Sound Recreation and Culture operating cap of $350,000. McKellar's operating share is up to $29,750 annually. That the Joint Municipal Services Board voting is conducted by a weighted majority votes instead of a single majority votes, and Township supports recommendations of Township McKellar request for two votes. I'm going to put it on the table. We're going to have a mover and seconder, and then we can have Maury bring us up to date on the background of this. So, go ahead. Do you want to move it?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Second? Okay, thank you. So it's on the table, so there's urgency to it, so I'll let you do the background and why there's an urgency for it and moving forward, and then we discuss the actual particulars.
Well, yes, there is a deadline to get the municipal service agreement between the six municipalities signed so we can receive the federal and provincial funding, which is, I believe, in the $23 million range. So they are the main
27.
Yeah. So they are the main funders in this project, but we have to come to an agreement with each municipality that's put on. Well, it's been worked on now for, it seems like, a year. It might not have been that long, but all of a sudden the deadline has hit, and I think three municipalities had concerns. The board met last night, and those concerns were thrown on the table. One was McKellar's, where we had concerns over our share that we were going to be funding. The original agreement, McKellar was in for 9.3% of capital and operating costs, and our council was hoping more in the range of 7.1%. And, of course, if one municipality wants their percentage reduced, that means other municipalities have to take an increase. Well, at the meeting last night, that did not fly very well at all, but...
Well, some did it.
Yes, it was brought up, and yes, some of the partners said, well, we got to get this deal done, and they weren't happy with McKellar, but they did help out, and they got our share down to the 8.5%, so thanks to them to help out. 8.5 wasn't exact, we were hoping for lower, but that's what's now... going to go forward in the agreement, and as the motion said, that would mean operating costs If the shortfall in a year does go up to the maximum of $350,000, McKellar would have to put in $29,750 per year.
And no more.
No more. If they do, I guess if they do run into a financial problem where they do fall, they go in debt further than that, then it would have to go back to all councils to let them know and see if there would be more contributions. But that is the goal for all the municipalities, is that the whole center will not go into a deficit beyond $350,000. The consultants in their report say that to be prepared for $300,000. So they went, the municipalities agreed to go to $350,000 just to be a little more sure. The weighted vote system McKellar had a problem with. We sort of thought that maybe just a one vote per municipality, but all the other municipalities were in favor of the weighted vote, so it was brought up again, but to the other municipalities, no, they're quite happy with the recommendation to go with the weighted vote. So we have our discussions today at this council meeting, and we're hoping to come over here accepting that motion that was just read. And there is the pool meeting at 7 o'clock tonight, and all the municipalities hopefully will be going to the table saying yes, all the municipalities are agreeable with how we left the last meeting, which some of the other municipalities have actually had an increase in since last night in their percentages, but they all sounded like they were optimistic that it would fly with their councils. So we're all hoping to get to the table at 7 o'clock tonight and agree on the municipal service agreement, and then there will be a meeting tomorrow for all the municipalities to actually sign the agreement, and that will make it official, and hopefully the province and the feds are ready to cut some big checks, because that will get the process going, which will be it's actually probably going to be close to the 3 years before the doors swing open for the public. It's a very big project, and it's exciting to get the agreement signed, because one of the most important things we've got to do is get the fundraising portion of it going, because I think there's a lot of people who really want this facility, and I think we're going to push and fundraise, and that, of course, will improve the facility and ease any financial burdens that municipalities may be worried about of overruns and that. So that's kind of basically it in a nutshell.
Okay, I just want to go over the percentage stuff. The original group of the CEOs came up with a funding formula based on a whole bunch of things. And it meant that we were supposed to pay in the initial discussions 9.3%, was it? Mm-hmm. 9.3. One of our counselors, who's really good at analyzing these details, said, no, based on reality, we should only be 4.1% for that. And we thought that was too low, so we decided to go back up to 7.1%, which is based on our assessed value. And that seemed to be fair and reasonable for us, and that made it affordable for us. The other municipalities didn't necessarily agree with us at the meeting, and so they've asked us to increase our percentage for both capital and operating. And the only other factor that we actually should consider is that they just did the six municipalities and not seven, because Whitestone is not included in the management board, and they're making an agreement with the management board, but they're contributing, $250,000. So if they included that in the actual 6.5 groups, that percentage wouldn't be 8.5, it would be less than that. And, I'm a little concerned it's 8.5, I'd like to keep it under 8, but and I think the other municipalities like Parisians would pick up the difference. But that's my bias, because I think they're getting the most benefit, and they're, that's my opinion. So But I want to get it passed because we want to move it forward. So whether we'd have one more kick at the can morning, I don't know. You know, if we said we're only doing 7.8 or 7.9%.
My gut feeling from last night was our MPP Norm Miller was at the meeting. And he did a lot of work to make sure we got the funding for this facility. And if McKellar is going to try to throw a wrench into this whole system, I'm really worried about what's going to happen to McKellar going down.
I agree with you. I mean, I understand the politics of it.
For me, I think for the future of McKellar, to maintain a single municipality and by cooperating and realistically what a lot of people think is going to be a wonderful facility for our area, it's going to give Parry Sound area what all municipalities south of us have, and that is a facility like this. So it really just, it's our turn, and we have to do it. That's about all I can say. I think our hands are tied a little bit. We have to get this job done as cooperation with the area. And I'm just a little worried as to what a black eye McKellar will have from this.
I don't want to negate it. I just wonder, could you negotiate any of it?
absolutely not. The meeting's at 7 o'clock tonight.
No, I know.
They're relying on all the municipalities. And McKellar is just not a worry, too. The other municipalities are going in with it. They just got notified last night going into today that their percentages are all increasing. So hopefully they're all good with that and they come to the table. If McKellar, who got a decrease, goes to the table and says they're still not happy, well,
no, I understand.
If the province jumps in to discipline McKellar, I don't blame them one little bit.
Yeah. It's very similar. We already have a lot of shared costs for area projects from DSAB to whatever, EMS and OPP services stuff. It's just another example of collaboration, cooperation, the way I look at it, and adding value to the whole area. So,
right. when the smoke clears in 5 and 10 years from now, yes, it'll be a shared facility operated by a board with McKellar having a representative on it. And it'll be a case of doing everything we can to make sure it operates wonderfully for the citizens of the area, and possibly they're all the talk about, oh, it's going to run at a deficit. Well, there's still that possibility. It could be revenue neutral
with fundraising and
everything.
There's always those optimisms.
Yeah, and then costs of memberships. There's systems in place. I know there's a couple of groups in Parry Sound that have been great to make sure no child in the area goes without the opportunity to play hockey. And I believe these.
So why has the same? They have a fund in which they fund underprivileged.
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll jump on board to make sure every child in Parry Sound District can go into this facility. So I think, and so it's really something we're doing for the families in the future. And and I don't think it's fair not to give them something that all the families everywhere south of here can enjoy, and areas north of here, of course, also. So it's and for the federal and provincial governments to put in so much money, thanks to our representatives at that level, it's just a wonderful winning situation.
Yeah, I thought maybe we should add one figure in here. You put in the operating costs figure. Do you have a sense of what the capital costs would be amortized over 25 years, this new percentage? We should probably put that right in here as well, so it's
$734,400.
Capital funding, yeah, plus amortization for years. Okay, so I'm gonna let you write it. you know your numbers. So it's just put it in there.
Are you putting in
the capital cost? So
total cost
at 8.5%.
Oh yeah, or
could we have the month. Operating costs if we don't do that.
That's right.
The actual cost. Mm-hmm. That seems to be high. Yeah.
And this was
so when we were at 9.3, we were only cap the cost, so over 25 years ago. Yeah. I think we put those in and it's public, it's accurate information. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think when you read the motion, Peter, you said 20 years, but I...
25 years.
Okay, 25 years.
I think I did.
Okay. Yeah, I sort of was under the impression it was going to be 25 years. So, if that's what the motion says,
we have fine. What would be on an annual basis? That's overall, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, what would it be annually? Like we have this one annually?
This right. is operating, right?
So yeah, so what would the capital be annually?
If we go by 25 years, right?
Yep. Okay, let me put that in. So, yeah, that's good. So, it's... 29,000 basically for capital and less than that for operating, which is 50 some thousand, which is 1.something%. And that's a lot less than what we're paying the other municipal services. And we just saved a whole bunch of money from Belvedere costs. They've all been reduced, so the net isn't a whole bunch.
So if we subsidize the cost with the joint services board in 25 years, the cost per year will be $29,376.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, per year, for McKellar's share. So, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to read the numbers again so that everybody's clear on them. The cost-saving form to be approved for the allocation of operating and capital costs where the Township of McKellar commits to funding capital costs at 8.5%, amortized over 25 years, which is a total of $734,400, at an annual cost of $29,396, and an 8.5% operating costs up to an annual West Prairie Sound Recreation Culture Center operating cap of $350,000, with the operating cost share is up to $29,750. Okay? We'll give you this, a copy of this for your reading at 7, so. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. I wish I could wiggle and move a little bit. I don't want to lose it, but I like that. That's just I like to negotiate these things.
You want last say, eh?
Well, I mean, no. I think that other ones are ready to pick up the difference with us. So if we kept it at 7.8 or 9 or whatever, then at 0.6 they got to pick up. That's all. That's just me. You know, mm-hmm. I'm tough at garage sales too. So I just think it, but I mean these numbers aren't huge, so they're a lot less than any of the other services. We're paying $200,000 for these things. This is, you know, under $60,000. So, and we've already saved what? How much from Belvedere? $40,000.
Yeah,
net plus 20. So,
well, that's
pretty
just
reasonable and fair. And I think we've negotiated in good faith.
Yeah, municipalities, they can sharpen their pencils in different categories, you know, if they want to, you know. Yeah. Okay, something goes up in price for years, okay, well, maybe we would have sharpened our pencils in other categories. So it can happen to make sure there's not that much of a tax increase.
Okay, any further discussion? Councilor Kecknen?
Yeah, so I've spoken at length on this on previous occasions regarding this project. So tonight, in order to acknowledge the McKellar citizens who feel that the pool and wellness project process lacked the opportunity for meaningful input and public participation and the concerns of long-term financial commitments, my vote today will reflect these issues. Shortly, the vote will take place and most likely will result in a majority vote with the Township McKellar Council support for a project that brings to fruition the hopes and goals of the pool and wellness complex. Moving forward, after the vote takes place, I'll do my part to participate in the success of these hopes and dreams and wish that this project will enhance the lives of our residents.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Call a question. All in favor? You're going to vote against it?
Abstain.
Okay, so all four. And so Councillor Haskell and I vote for, and Councillor Keckley and abstain. So let's go. There we go. Okay, I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
The only thing we have to do is the next meeting is Tuesday, September the 14th at 6:30. It's our normal council meeting. And I have to figure out how we're running that at this point in time. But I mean, the intent is that once we get all the new COVID regulations in place and once we get all the technical stuff away, we'll be able to have open meetings, still with limited numbers because we're still under 20 at this point in time. But we're waiting to get the provincial, our EMC meeting, because we've been recommending that we wait until October 1st before we open anything up. And we're really considering the double vaccination, proof of double vaccination as part of public participation in those events. And other people are considering the same thing, like restaurants or whatever. Don't know how that's going to flush out, but we're sort of waiting. That's supposed to come in on the 22nd of September. So we're sort of waiting. But the idea would be we would open up October 1st. We'd go back to a normal public meeting, but it has to be limited numbers. So that's sort of where we're going.
In the community center?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But we, just to understand it, we've directed Dan, to get that system up and operational and accommodating. And we train people, our staff, to run it. We have nobody. The people that were doing all the training are gone.
So
gone. We don't have Don, Marco, and Lance.
Well, maybe let the council know when these training sessions take place.
Well, that's what we're doing.
And then we'll make sure that we have a good complement of individuals to understand how the system works.
So it's going to take us, well, we knew we want to get that done so we can open up for the 14th, particularly.
Right.
And that's sort of the idea that we come up with that the first more open meeting. Maybe we have more then, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to know those till the numbers come up. But that's our intent at this point in time. So we can move those forward. And Dan's taking that on and he's running with it. So I'll know better as he gets back to me. So I sort of give him, get it going.
Yeah.
And get our staff trained and go from there.
And when it comes to the training, I believe there's a couple Recreation Committee members who are interested in knowing, getting to know the sound system, and if it came down to it, maybe one of the two of those individuals would be okay to, if we needed help at a council meeting, they may volunteer to come in and assist.
There's been some help offers come in through various social media too.
Mm-hmm.
The fellow that's on in Herville works for Bell. Well, has the corner property right there. It's an Irish name. Mine's gone by. But anyway, he's offered to come in and help. And so, but let's leave it with Dan at this point in time, and he's going to bring it up to date and see where we're at. And just for the point of the sound here, I've asked Mary about, you know, what's the problem with the sound thing. And basically, we don't have the correct app or formula to take in all this stuff recorded on a long meeting. We don't have the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to find, with Dan's help and Mary's help, that we can do that and have the capacity for long meetings. So that's one of those technical things that we're, it's just the nature of it. Our internet connection here, it is what it is. And there's not much we can do about that. But we know that the MLCA are holding their meeting here Saturday. It's all by Zoom, except for their executive, which is less than 10. And they have enough proxies, and so they're going to be able to hold their AGM on Saturday. And our PowerPoint presentation from our Lake Stewardship Committee is being done remotely. I'm not sure if you're doing it from Toronto or not, but Dr. Carl, so he's doing that, so that's ongoing. So we'll see how that one works out. Are you helping them for that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we need help. Well, we need to get some training and all sorts of stuff. So there's two things. One, to get it operational with all the bugs out, which I think is pretty good, except the captioning. And that's the only one I don't know, the closed captioning. And I don't know where we're at with that one. Apparently it's ready to go, but I don't know that. And then the second one is the training of the staff and people to help us technically get through it. You know, he's hoping it up and then the whole thing blows up. So. And don't let me touch it, whatever you do. Don't let me go near it because the toast will pop up somewhere along the line. So I left it up to the experts to do that. So that's sort of the intent of where we're going. Okay? Okay.
Looks like there's a hand up. I don't know if they can ask questions.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
So we didn't have a place where they could ask questions, but we should normally have, right?
Yeah. I'm just doing a special meeting, so.
And usually, in a normal council meeting, we have questions at the end for things not on the agenda.
Or things on the agenda.
Yeah, on
the agenda. On the agenda, I'm sorry. Yeah, on the agenda. So, if there's somebody with a hand up, we may have problems transmitting, so just so you're aware.
I'm very aware. It happens every time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're trying, but go ahead.
I'd like to ask a question about the pool.
Sure.
And help us understand what happens if the operational shortfall exceeds the $350,000 a year. And also what happens if the build is greater than what is anticipated. What happens if the build cost exceeds what's been projected? What kind of commitment do we have at that point?
There are commitments into that. That's going out in the contract. There will be all sorts of penalty clauses and everything, and it's not to exceed $32 million. And more,
if it does, what does it cost McKellar?
We'll have to address that when it comes, but I don't believe it's going to cost anything. I don't think we're going to go to an overrun. That's the intent. All along it's been saying we're not going to overrun. There's going to be clauses in there. And if we even in the projections, if it looks like it's going to be overrun, then the facility is going to be cut in size. And Councillor Haskam has been adamant about that from day one as our council rep on that committee. So nobody wants it to be an overrun. And even when quotes come in my capital dealings, if a quote comes in under tender and it's over, it goes out for retenders. And I never accept it. So. And the operating costs, we're capped in at $350,000. We won't be picking up more costs than that. And I think Carling's in the same boat. Is Carling in the same boat?
I'm not sure.
One or two of the other are in the same boat with a cap. I think Carling, it was going way high. I'm sorry, it wasn't Carling. But we put a cap on
it. If it goes over that?
The other municipalities are going to have to pay for it. We're not paying anything more. Unless we approve it. But right now we're not obligated. Because we've capped it. So we would have to come back to the management board and go from there. So that's my understanding.
Yeah. On the operating, if it were to run over, I believe a mechanism in place where will be the board would approach each municipality and for an ask to make up the difference. I believe that mechanism will be in place, but it's certainly going to be the goal, and when the contract is awarded to manage the facility, that will be certainly stipulated. And then as far as the capital cost of $32 million, The consultants have incorporated a 25% contingency fund. So basically, they're allowing in that $32 million, 25% over, which it would be approximately in the $8 million range. They're saying they're throwing in extra to ensure no overruns. So there's some hope that it would be less than that, but to every one of the participating municipalities are really adamant that this project will not go over $32 million because the funding from the province and the federals are only allows us to spend $32 million. So it is going to be written in stone that it does not exceed that. And if it even has even looked like it's even going to start coming close, then we have to seriously look at downsizing the facility. But we will be getting quotes on the project, and they will be made to stay with the quotes that they bring forward.
Yeah. The next step is the agreement of the municipalities, and then from there we have to get to go out for the bidding process and all that sort of stuff. So that's done by the board. But we are not going to be obligated for overages. There's no way. We've been adamant about that from day one. That's why we were the ones that to put the cap on. First people to do that. No one else had a cap on. One municipality had a cap on, whether it was for $700,000 or $650,000. We said there's no way. So, okay, any other questions?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
State your name, please.
I don't see the pool complex on the next
agenda. Can you state your name, please?
It's Ted Davidson.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ted.
I don't see the pool complex on tonight's agenda at all. And I think the
It was under closed session at the start, and we decided not to do it in closed. We decided to do it in public. It was on as 5.1 on the agenda.
But the closed session isn't about the pool complex.
It was about the contractual obligations that we've been negotiating. So we took it out of closed and made it public purposely. So it was on the agenda.
Why didn't you, Mr. Mayor, why didn't you advertise it on the public notice that under you were going to discuss the pool complex?
It is there.
No,
5.1. You read it.
But why couldn't you just add pool complex?
It's there. It says it right there. So I don't know what you're arguing about. It's very clear.
It does not say it there.
It does not say it there.
It doesn't mind.
But it doesn't on the website.
It is nowhere on the website. Well, closed session was labor relations or employee negotiations. Nothing to do with the pool.
That's correct.
Well, we got it. I got it. So.
Well, we don't. And that's
well, that was whatever happened, but it was certainly not our intent.
Yeah, no, we were
purposely.
A public notice for a special council meeting, it has to be correct.
That's correct.
It was correct for our point purposes. You didn't get it for some reason.
It's not on the website either.
No.
In three places, it's not on the website.
Well.
It is on the agenda on the website.
It is. Our administrator says it is. So, anyway.
Well, it's not on the website.
It's not on the website.
Well,
I just, the public notice.
Well, you know, he's yelling about it. We say it is. It's in writing on paper that we all got. So,
can your administrator send us a link through the chat feature so we can see it on the website right now? It's not there.
No. This is the one that's posted on the public notice.
I don't know. That was an original one. We did adapt it because of the pool meeting.
We revised it because, you know, the last minute thing.
It was the last minute thing because of the urgency from last night's overall area pool meeting. So it was added in. So
I believe they're correct because this is the public notice from the township website, and I don't see it on here.
Well, we're going to find it.
is part of the agenda. Maybe some of the agenda over here.
Probably wasn't on the original one we did, but because of the pool meeting, we adjusted and put it on, right?
Yeah.
So that's my understanding.
I just printed this off the website.
Oh, that's,
okay.
That's the agenda package. But
no, it's, that's the agenda.
No, the public notice, though? The current public notices? That
yeah.
It doesn't have the pool complex on there?
Well, this one does. So.
But that's the agenda.
That's part of the agenda.
That's the agenda, but the public notice, the actual public notice, if you click on current public notices.
Okay, I would just explain that. That
yeah.
Wasn't on
yeah, so it was on the agenda. It
yeah.
Just obviously was put on the agenda at the last minute, so it didn't get on the public notice.
Okay.
Because of the pool meeting
because
last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why it wasn't on the public.
Okay.
But it was on the agenda.
Look, I'm looking at the agenda. I'm looking at the agenda on the website now with respect, unless my eyes are closed and I acknowledge it's possible. I do not see it there.
5.1.
It is under closed, but it is on the agenda.
And we discussed it as the council and amended it to make it open and public, which we did.
Okay.
I do see it there under closed, but I was looking at the public notice. There's no
okay.
Area.
Well,
that's where we're going to get the Zoom link.
Okay. We'll make sure that we get that corrected. We are on interim. Interim, just a minute. I'm
there's
speaking.
No 5.1 in the public notice.
What's that?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just the agenda.
Just the agenda. It's on the agenda. So.
There is no 5.1 on the agenda.
Yes, there is.
In the notice. I mean.
In the, yeah.
Either you put out a correct public notice or you don't. Many people would have perhaps seen the pool complex being discussed in the public notice and logged in tonight.
That's correct.
That's fine. Okay, thank you. Resolution 21355. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutters hereby give bylaw number 2021-46, being a bylaw to confirm the procedure of Council first and second reading.
Is there anything else in closed?
No.
Anything like that's going over the 14th. There's nothing other than that, other than the one thing that we discussed.
No, that was it.
That was the critical one because of
what
I said. So.
Okay.
Okay. So, and further read a third time, pass an open council this 9th day of September 2021. Mover and seconder, please. Councilor Haskin, second. Okay. Any discussions? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. Resolution 21-356. Be resolved, Council Township Governors hereby adjourn this meeting at
6:42
p.m. Mover and second. Councilor Haskin, Councilor Kekkonen. All in favor? Here. So what are you doing? You staying?
Did we stop recording? Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to walk home and
time. Okay.